visiting with Pleasantville head football coach Matt Jorth. Coach, congrats on a solid 42-30 win tonight on the road at Woodward Granger. Can you walk me through a little bit of your efforts of your team tonight and kind of what went well for you guys to be able to secure the win?
Yeah, you bet. Our guys just battled their butts off. They played really like a bunch of warriors tonight. It was a tough fought game. Woodward's a very good football team, very physical football team. We had a lot of trouble moving the ball on the ground, so we had to find other ways to make it happen. And big plays was kind of the name of the game for us on offense. It was back and forth the whole game. And then kind of in that fourth quarter, our defense really did a good job bowing up and stopping them a couple times, big turnovers. And we were able to get a couple on the board and pull away late. So it was quite a game, hard-fought game, and our guys just made enough plays at the end to win in really exciting fashion.
Yeah, can you tell me what kind of was working well for on the offensive side of the ball? I know last week you may have not ran the ball as well as you would have liked to, but can you kind of talk about if the running game was working for you a little bit tonight?
Yeah, they were really shutting down our running game, and we lived and died by the big play tonight. Braylon threw 5 touchdown passes to a number of different guys. I think Zach Metzger caught 1, Roth caught 2, BK caught 1, and our running back J.J. Phillips caught 1. So he really distributed around different guys. A lot of receivers made big plays, and Braylon really made the big plays in the passing game too. So it was definitely the deep ball that got it done for us tonight. And just the overall, just a lot of different guys making plays for that to happen.
Do you feel like your offensive line, you know, you've talked about that was an area you maybe want to see a little bit of improvement on, but do you feel like your offensive line was able to hold their own against a physical team like Woodward Granger?
Yeah, they were definitely holding their own. It was real tough to find running room, which we knew would be the case because their front is just really physical and they really commit to stopping the run no matter what. So we knew that would be tough. And I think our guys did a great job battling all night and trying to make adjustments and trying to find ways to get it done and whatever way, shape, or form it need to be. But it'll be interesting to sit down and watch the film and see really what kind of steps we took. But we definitely feel good about the direction they're going and how they're coming together for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously last week was not the outcome you wanted, falling to Interstate 35, but was a game like this tonight kind of a way to get you guys' confidence back a little bit and, you know, for your team to see that, you know, we can be competitive and we can be a really good football team?
Absolutely. We got a young team like we do and so many guys just getting their first taste of varsity football. Just every game is going to be a real opportunity for growth. And we saw a lot of growth from our guys from week 1 to week 2. And we're excited to see them grow from week 2 to week 3. But getting on the winning side is always good for morale and always good to feel that benefits of your hard work. So I'm real happy for them. They deserve it. They earned it. So I look forward to seeing more of it in the future. And hopefully they can really use it as a motivator to keep going.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do to, obviously I want you to enjoy this win, but what do you got to do to get ready for a tough Linville-Sully game next week? I know that was a team that beat you guys last season for your first loss last season. Kind of how do you approach the preparation for them?
Yeah, it's just back to it, right? Like no easy games here. We got a lot of tough games right in a row, so we got to rest up and then just start really studying them. And they're a very good football team, and they're very physical, and they got some real good players. They're doing things a little differently this year than they have in the past, so we just got to really study up, get prepared, and get ready for them, put a good plan of attack together, and have another great week of practice. So it'll be a tough one, but we're looking forward to it.
Were you a little, Coach, before we close a little bit, you know, after last week was all said and done, were you kind of shocked a little bit when you looked at kind of your district and saw that not one team in your district got a win last week? Did that kind of show you a little bit that maybe that district is going to be really wide open this season?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was definitely shocking, and that definitely was our message this week to the team, that our district is wide open, and the district championship is always something we want to put out there in front of our guys. And so, you know, taking one loss and putting it in perspective and using it as development with that wide open district in front of us was definitely a talking point this week for the guys.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Congrats on a big win against Woodward Granger, and, you know, best of luck this week as you prepare for Linville-Sully.
Appreciate it, Clayton.